but back to what I was talking about. So podcasting, yeah, so I'm back, but things have changed in podcasting. First of all, I don't know hardly any of the people who used to podcast. I mean, I shouldn't say, I said that wrong. I don't remember, or I don't know any of the current people who are podcasting. I mean, there are the regulars who have been around for 10 years, probably. Big Fatty, Foul Monkeys, John Ong, Arthur from the Amarins podcast, people like that. But all these new podcasts, I am just simply not aware of them or listen to them or know anything about them. So I'm going to have to do my research and start listening to these other podcasts. I look forward to doing that.
When I ruled the world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
First of all, I don't know Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2460. The BFO for Monday, the 3rd of July, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the July 4th weekend. Yes, it's ready. Hello, firecrackers. Big Fatty, let the pyrotechnics begin. Y'all, that is, what is that? Y'all, Sunday morning, I made me a big old brufkus. I fried me up some bafrin, and I cooked me some hash brown potatoes, and I had me some scrambled eggs with cheese on them, and it was absolutely delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, it is a firecracker of a breakfast. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, hadn't talked to you since Thursday evening, when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, can you believe the year's half over? Big Fatty, you talked about that on the full right day. I know, but y'all, you've heard me say it before. Yes, Big Fatty, which is why you'll say it again. Y'all, time flies by. And so anyway, we're already in July. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all got up Thursday night. I watched the Big Brother app. And y'all, I'm having trouble learning who these people are. And y'all, I got to say, I know a lot of you aren't watching the Big Brother, but y'all, if I wish you'd just give it a chance. It's kind of like the BFO. And I said this to the turnip head. It's kind of like the BFO. You gotta watch about 5 episodes of it, and then if it's not your thing, give it 5 episodes, and just take it in. It's mindless summer television. Yes, Big Fatty. No CTV. Well, no, I want you to see it at least. I want you to see at least 5 episodes of it. It's the guy that's the head of household, I think his name is Cody. He's pretty to look at, but y'all, he's a dick. He's just a dickhead. And it's vulgar. But I've been watching the spoilers on the Big Fatty. Is that like Granny's underwear? The spoilers? Well, it's true that his underpants are usually soiled, not spoiled. Well, I guess they could be spoiled also. But What was I saying? Hey, we don't know. Anyway, y'all, this is Sunday night. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, there's big doings in the Big Brother house. So, watch it on demand, or you can watch. You know, you can get a 2-week free trial or something on the CBS to watch what's going on live and all. But anyway, so it's that Thursday night, and because it's the, you know, Thursday night is the late presentation, there, the 9 p.m. Big Fatty, you said up past your bedtime. Well, I know Granny did, but anyway, y'all got up and went to work on Friday, y'all. I think a lot of people, made it a long weekend because there wasn't hard, a whole lot of traffic on the road, on Friday. Yeah, y'all, I expect even less when I go into the coal mine this morning, Monday morning, the 3, because I think most people are going to take Monday off. But y'all, you know, it's just sometimes it's just kind of nice when it's quiet and all. So anyway, Big Fatty is going on in, and let's see, y'all. It was quiet day in the coal mine. A lot of folks in the coal mine had taken a full right off, and I expect it'll be a skeleton crew in there later today too. So went in and I did get a few things done. I've been trying to finish up a big project. But y'all, you know, as with most everything, you're always waiting on somebody else, and it's not a priority for them. So, you just kind of sit and twirl your thumbs. Big Fatty, you are an expert thumb twirler. Old Vader wasn't there. I think he went down to the Larry's Hideaway, for the 4th of July weekend. And let's see, what else? Y'all came home, and y'all, it's been hot as blue blazes. Hot as blue blazes. But y'all, it was getting ready to rain. It's getting ready to rain. So y'all, I stuck my plants out, my ferns out, so they'd get the free watering the sidewalk. And y'all, by the way, I got an e-letter from a straight boyfriend in the future, Straight Bob. You know, he's my number one straight boyfriend. I've been reminded of that here recently. And yes, Big Fatty, you got your ass chewed. Well, I probably did. But y'all, he is, and I don't know the details, but he is traveling up to Boston. Big Fatty, is he going to see Brian in Boston? You know, the unsubscribed, self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. No, he unsubscribed. Straight Bob is originally from Boston. I think he's going to see his mama. Big Fatty, he must have gotten in trouble. Probably going to get his mouth washed out with soap, probably so. But y'all, he told me he was going to be going to see his mama, and he said, and y'all, I thought this was the sweetest thing. He says, I even looked into airfares fly down to Charleston to see the Fat Villa. And y'all, that would have just made me touch myself inappropriate. Well, it's a good thing he didn't find a cheap fab. Well, I guess so. But I did give Straight Bob my cellular telephonic device number, so he's going to call me. I said it'll be nice. It'll be nice to have my straight boyfriend's voice in my ears for a change. Big Fatty, I wonder if he'll whisper sweet nothings. Probably. Well, he's hundreds of miles away. It might be worth it just to get you all riled up. Well, you know, you never know. But anyway, back to the weekend. Y'all, I've caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine. The former Flopfo, that Kevin and Danbury, y'all, he told me that the Gong Show, that the host of the Gong Show is that Mike Myers, and dressed up in a disguise. And y'all, I looked at this guy hosting. If it's true, it's a damn good disguise. Cause y'all, I don't get any hints of Mike Myers at all. But y'all, the Gong Show, it's just absolute nonsense. But yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's an hour long, and I now realize why the original Gong Show was only a half hour. Was on, but anyway, y'all, one of my favorite things is they do a sing-along. Big Fatty, are you gonna start a sing-along on the little show? Well, only if Digga gets me a bumper or something. Maybe we can have Digga sing-along or something like that on the little show as a new segment. Big Fatty, you need all the content you can get. Anyway, y'all, slept late on Saturday morning, got up and piddled around the villa, y'all. It was nice and breezy Saturday morning, so I sat out on the porch of the villa and drank my coffee and read the newspaper. It had indeed rained overnight, and so I put my plants back up, hanging from the eaves. And y'all, it's too hot this weekend to go for nipple walks. I just had to say no. No. I did not nipple walk. No, I take that back. I did nipple walk on Friday night. Not on Saturday or Sunday. It's too much. Y'all, the elder, you have to be careful when you become elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, the old gal has proven that. anyway, I piddled around the house here, and y'all, then I decided, y'all, I had a $10 coupon, and you know, y'all, going on the cruise.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're down to 59. 59 days until we leave on the cruise of a lifetime with Granny and Durwood and Big Dick. And, y'all, it's going to just be lovely. But I decided I needed to expand my wardrobe for the cruise of a lifetime. So y'all, on Saturday, I went over to the Kohl's, and y'all, I had a $10 coupon. Y'all, I got me a pair of seersucker shorts and a pair of lightweight gray shorts, and y'all, then I got a lovely teal colored dress shirt and a dark blue t-shirt that'll look really nice with my seersuckers. Y'all, I spent $61 on all of that. And y'all, I saved $94.04, and I got $10 in the Kohl's cash. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, one thing I forgot to tell you on Thursday night, y'all, I ran over and filled up with petroleum. Yes, Big Fatty, you are already full of gas. Y'all, $1.73.9 is what Big Fatty paid for regular gasoline for the Ruby Red Big Fatty. So I thought that was pretty good. And Satney got back from the Kohl's, and y'all I got back here to the house, and y'all, I was in the studio audience for the Underpants show. You know, they've taken the place of Gavin's little show for the summer. Big Fatty, but Gavin was in the studio audience too. Well, you know, I don't know. But anyway. So But y'all got heated. Got heated. You know, it was like mommy and daddy are fighting. But anyway, it was a good show nonetheless. So y'all, then I was off to the bar, and y'all got there, and I got there about 5 minutes to nine, because, you know, we all get there starting about 9 o'clock, and of course, Granny was already there. Y'all, everybody was already there. I said, are we starting to come out at 8:30 p.m. in the evening? No! Y'all, and by the time I got there, Durwood was already on his second margarita. And he loves that margarita. He was going to take it easy. Going to take it easy on Saturday night. He said when 11 o'clock rolled around, he was going to stop drinking margaritas and just have water when Big Fatty got up to leave. Well, sure enough, Big Fatty got up to leave right before 11 o'clock, and Durwood kept drinking margaritas and ended up having to go and sleep with Granny. Big Fatty, the poor thing, had to be drunk to crawl in the bed with him. Well, I guess. But y'all, one of the things that we talked about, I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about Flipper. Y'all remember? Do y'all remember the old TV show Flipper? Was Mexican. Well, I'm sure Hendrick and that Michael in Stuttgart, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago, can understand what's going on here. But anyway, y'all, we were talking about Flipper, and we were going, meh, meh, meh. And then Granny goes, I said, I don't remember there being a seahorse on there. And y'all, I just got confused, and we all got tickled, because I was trying to say sea lion, but I said seahorse. And y'all, you would have thought that I was going on a cruise to Australia. But y'all got home after all of our Flipper jokes and seahorse jokes. Then Sunday, y'all slept in Sunday morning, had my good brufkus Sunday morning, and read the newspaper. And y'all that have been catching up on more shows on the TV machine, y'all, there was a program that was on back in March or something that I had saved. It was like about gay rights and everything. And so, y'all, I watched it. Y'all, it was very, very good. And, y'all, I kind of got emotional. Big Fatty. And, y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Y'all, that program was called When We Rise. Y'all, it was really, really... Oh, dear gosh. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely 3rd of July, and for those of you who have the day off, enjoy it, and for those of you, oh, by the way, have belated Happy Northern Mexico Day to everyone up there in Northern Mexico. July the 1st was Canada Day, so I hope it was exciting for them. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there's a voice you hadn't heard in a long time, but y'all, Archer, who used to be the Podfather, he is bringing his little show back. The first episode dropped on Saturday morning. And Archer, welcome back. And anything you think all listeners need to know about Archer Radio?
First of all, I don't know Big Fatty.
Oh, the secretary will disavow any knowledge.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.